Okay, welcome back to the deep dive. You're here, I'm guessing, because you want to get up to speed on important stuff fast.
That's the goal.
So today we're tackling tabletop exercises, thinking about preparedness. We've looked at some sources discussing what they are, and maybe more importantly, when they're actually useful.
Right.
And the big question, really, that seems to come out of these sources is, well, how do these exercises, these sort of planning things, fit with, actual real-time threats and also like everyday project work?
Exactly. It's that tension, isn't it, between the proactive strategy side and the reactive, like firefighting side. We're not saying tabletops replace dealing with an incident now, but they build a stronger base for dealing with it, a more resilient foundation, you could say.
Okay. So let's start there. What actually is a tabletop exercise? Can you break that down?
Sure. Think of it as a guided what-if session, a dry run for things that might happen down the road.
Like a simulation.
Sort of, yeah, but discussion-based. You get the key people in a room, present a hypothetical scenario, maybe a cyber attack, a natural disaster, a PR crisis, and you walk through it. How would we respond? What are the steps? Who does what? The whole point is, well, several things really. Planning, training people, definitely finding the weak spots in your plans.
Finding the holes before something happens.
Precisely. And also getting different teams, IT, ops, communications, legal, actually talking and working together before a crisis forces them to.
Right, makes sense. So it's definitely about being prepared, thinking ahead. But one thing that jumped out was the time commitment. The sources mentioned several weeks to get one organized.
Yeah, that can be true for the really comprehensive ones.
So what if something blows up right now? You don't have several weeks then. How does that square?
That's a really critical point. And the sources are pretty clear. You absolutely need separate, dedicated teams for real-time incident response, people ready to act
Right,
immediately.
so they're distinct things.
They are. But the tabletop exercises are what make those real-time teams better. The insights, the practice coordination, the strategies you worked out in the tabletop, that all informs how the rapid response team acts under pressure.
I see. So the slow, deliberate planning feeds the fast, reactive part. It's like muscle memory.
Kind of, yeah. It's learning the playbook so you know how to improvise effectively when the game starts for real.
Okay. But were there other ways mentioned to like bridge that gap between the long planning cycle and immediate needs?
Absolutely. One key thing is constantly using what you learned in past tabletops to update your immediate response plans. Keep them current.
Right. Iterative improvement.
Exactly. And another really practical idea is doing micro tabletops.
Micro
Yeah,
tabletops.
shorter, much more focused drills. You can whip these up quickly to tackle, say, a specific new threat that just emerged. Maybe a 30-minute session on a new type of phishing scam, you know?
Oh, I like that. Agile preparedness.
Plus, having flexible plans to begin with, ones that expect the unexpected, and just super clear, well-practiced communication lines for when things do go live, that's essential.
Got it. Okay, shifting gears slightly. One source brought up doing these exercises before a project even starts. They used app development as an example. Why would you do that so early? Seems counterintuitive, maybe.
Well, that's actually where you can get huge value. Think about it. You're about to build a new app.
Okay.
What if, before you write any code, you simulate potential problems? Like, what if we discover a major security hole halfway through? Or what if user data gets compromised after launch?
Right, thinking through the worst-case scenarios.
Exactly. Doing it early lets you identify those risks up front. You can then design security measures in, define how you'd respond before it's a panic, and make sure developers, security, maybe even legal, are all aligned from day one.
So it prevents problems later, or at least ensures you're ready for them. You're not scrambling after the fact.
Precisely. It's building security and resilience in, not bolting it on later. And often, thinking through these what-ifs actually leads to a better, more robust app design overall.
And it helps everyone involved think about security from the start.
Absolutely. Fosters that security-aware culture right from the kickoff.
Okay, so the big takeaway here for everyone listening seems to be tabletop exercises are really a proactive thing, not reactive.
Definitely. They're your structured way to poke holes in your own plans, to think through the what-ifs in a safe space, you know, long before they become real emergencies.
And doing that actually makes you better at handling the real emergencies when they happen.
Without a doubt. And starting early, like in that app example, can genuinely save a ton of time, money, and frankly, stress later on. I remember a case where an early tabletop caught a data recovery flaw that would have been absolutely devastating if it happened for real.
Wow.
Save them potentially millions.
So wrapping this up, tabletops are this powerful tool for proactive readiness, whether for big unknown future events or just the specific hurdles of a new project, building that foresight muscle.
Well put. Which leads to maybe a final thought for our listeners.
Yeah.
Thinking about your work, your projects, your areas of focus.
Yeah.
What are maybe the top one or two what-if scenarios that it would be most valuable to walk through in a tabletop exercise?
Yeah.
What potential challenge, if you plan for it now, could make the biggest positive difference down the line?
That's a great question to chew on. How could thinking through that what-if proactively change things? Food for thought.